May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Good to see you today. Hello. This is from Psalm 68, beginning in verse 24. It says, "They have seen your procession, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers went on, and the musicians after them, in the midst of the maidens beating tambourines. Bless God in the congregations, even the Lord, you who are the fountain of Israel. There is Benjamin, the youngest, ruling them, and the princes of Judah in their throng, and the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali." This is such an interesting scripture to me because it talks about a procession into the house of God, into the congregations, but it said that Benjamin, or the tribe of Benjamin, had a position of ruling over the other tribes. When it says in verse 27 that there's Benjamin, who's the youngest, it's also a Hebrew word that could also be translated smallest. Benjamin was the youngest child of Jacob. She was the second born from Rachel. Rachel died giving birth to Benjamin. The word Benjamin means son of my right hand, but he also carried another name, which was Benoi, which means son of my sorrow. And his mother again died in his birth. Paul was a Benjamite. The first king of Israel, Saul, was a Benjamite also. But in the Judges, the time of the Judges, chapter 20 and 21, the tribe of Benjamin suffered a lot of losses and in the midst of conflict. And they were the smallest tribe, not just the youngest tribe, but they were also the smallest tribe in Israel at the time when this is written. And the thing I think about when I look at that is like, then why would you choose, Lord, the smallest, and why would you choose the youngest to rule? You'd like you choose the largest. You choose like Judah. You choose some other tribe in this situation. Why would you make a point of that in Scripture? And I'm reminded of the fact that God doesn't choose people to be in positions of authority or positions of influence spiritually because they're the most adequate, or they're the most educated, or they're the most the most likely to succeed. When God chose David, we talked about this, I think, last week, and when the Lord told Samuel that he would choose the new king when Saul was rejected, he said he would choose the king among the sons of Jesse. And Jesse had 8 sons. And when Samuel went to Jesse's house, he invited the 7 sons to come to see if they were the ones he would choose. And Samuel chose none of them. God didn't say, yes, that's the one. And he finally asked him the question, is there anyone left? Any other sons? Is this it? There's got to be something wrong here. And Jesse said, well, my youngest is out taking care of the sheep. And even to his own father, it was so unlikely that God would choose David that he wasn't even invited to the party. And yet it says that when he came and when Samuel saw him, it says Samuel anointed him in the midst of his brothers. It was important to God that Samuel, that the brothers see whom God chose. The first 3 brothers that were brought before Samuel, the first one's name was Eliab, and Eliab meant to be physically strong. He was so athletic, and Samuel looked at him and said, surely this is the Lord's anointed. But God didn't choose him. And the next one, Abinadab, is the Hebrew word for personality. This was the guy with the greatest personality. And God didn't choose based on his personality type. And Shammah was the third one. And the word that Shammah carries the idea of a great administrator or a great performer. He just had it together. He just knew what he was doing. And God didn't choose him. And then he says, God doesn't look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And he picked a man named David. And the word David just means to boil over. David had a heart that boiled over for God. And that was the thing that qualified him. to be a man after God's own heart. That's what God was looking for. When I think about, when I have somebody who comes into the church or I get around and their life is just a mess. And it's easy for us to sometimes look at them and go, man, I just wonder if they're going to make it. But I understand that being a mess often postures them to be so much more passionate about seeking God. Because they just need ministry. They need help. They need for God to do something with their lives. And they're the ones who usually carry much more humility. But the thing about the church, the body of Christ, is we often want the most prominent, the wealthiest, the ones with the most influence in the world to become a part of our church. There's even a system in a lot of cities, there used to be in Selma too, that if a lawyer moved into town or a doctor moved into town, churches would try to recruit the person. You have a drug addict who just gave their life to Christ, they're not going to recruit that person at all. And yet, the scripture says, in our weakness, his strength is made perfect, and it's often the weakest ones, those who have the worst past, that God's able to do the most with. When I think about Benjamin, Benjamin is in this position of ruling, and yet he was the smallest among the smallest, the tribe, and he was also the youngest, the least likely. And some insight into why God chose the tribe of Benjamin to rule is found in a place in Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy 33, Moses is blessing all the tribes. There's a blessing, and that blessing represented an anointing that they carried. And when he comes to Benjamin, it says in verse 12, of Benjamin he said, may the beloved of the Lord dwell in security in God's presence by him. God who will shield him all day long, and he, Benjamin, will dwell between the shoulders of God. That's an amazing blessing. This is what the tribe of Benjamin carried, is that the tribe of Benjamin was called the tribe of the presence. And their great priority was the presence of God. When you think about John in John 13, when John the apostle laid his head, the son of thunder, laid his head on the breast of Jesus, between Jesus' shoulders, and from that point forward, he encountered the love of God in such a profound way, it transformed him. And from that point forward, he always referred to himself as John, as the one disciple whom Jesus is always loving. I love this. And may the beloved of the Lord dwell in security by God, in God's presence. The one who shields him all day, and may Benjamin dwell between his shoulders. God is looking for a people who make the presence of the Lord and intimacy with his presence as the great priority of their life. Because it's those who abide, those are the ones who God will raise up to preside. Those who rule are the ones who've learned to rest in the presence of the Lord, to live their life dwelling between his shoulders. Their priority of life isn't position, isn't power in the church. I've seen that happen. I've seen that destroy people. I've seen God's ordination so bad it becomes a great thing in their life. And when they do get it, God's never really able to use them profoundly. Because God's looking for people whose presence, his presence, is the one thing they care about more than anything else. And those are the people that God can raise up to carry influence and authority in the spiritual realm. Because they can be trusted with his glory. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.